This is an old record dating from 1938, and it was Gwen Ellen's second birthday party. And my mother, father, myself, and Meyer were all on it. So,
oh, my God.
this next record is from a garden party at a dear friend of my mother's, whose name was Mrs. Hetty Jenkins. And I guess it was during World War II. And I wasn't around. I'm not on the record, but it's my father and my mother and my Uncle Quinby, who was a wonderful tenor. And the person speaking, I don't know who that is. In fact, I never heard the record, and we had it all these years, and I never heard it until just the other day when Jackie played it for me. Our dad singing a famous bass aria from The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart, and the label says California Lodge F&AM number one. In other words, the first Masonic lodge founded, chartered in the state of California, and it's located at Van Ness and Market, and it's just two blocks from the famous War Memorial Opera House that our dad loved so much, and he's singing in Italian. I think it's he was in his vocal prime when this record was made. I would say this was made probably in the in the 1950s, and Austin Mosier, a dear friend, who incidentally is still with us. I think Austin is about 82 years old now, and he is the very fine accompanist. So this aria is called Non Pure and Dry from The Marriage of Figaro, sung by Oliver Jones, our dad.
Non dirai par parole allo, non ti donno, non lo diranno, che l'errando il mondo, faccio sento al giro d'amor, che l'errando il mondo, faccio sento al giro d'amor. Non io avrai questi dei venati,
okay, this is Dad doing selected readings from How Green Was My Valley. And I don't know when these were done, Maya Gwinnellen, but maybe Maya does. I don't know, but we've had them, and they're pretty great, I think, the way he does them.
Your arm, and you the old military golf get quiet. It would always be the
Jackie and I got our signals crossed here. I was just going to comment on the beautiful decrescendo diminuendo that Dad did there on the very last note. And he always seems to, he always got the mood of the song that he was performed. For instance, the tone that he used just now on the little folk song compared to the tone he used on the Non Più Andrai of the Marriage of Figaro, they're just worlds apart. He had a real, real fine sense of interpretation.
No work, but I was lazy, I would have to stop for you, but you were a good
I went to the house, I would be at the place to my
Dad sang is the origin of it is called Ton a Bottle, Tune in a Bottle. And supposedly it was thrown overboard from some ship and came ashore in Wales, and that supposedly is the origin of it. And it's a great hymn, and we sing it in our Presbyterian church all the time. Now, to continue the Welsh heritage, I'm going to sing two songs that my father taught me. The first one is David Agaragwen, and I'll never forget my senior recital, February 1950, the Chapel of the Chimes. And this was one of the three Welsh songs that I sang that night. I sang in French, Italian, German, English, and Welsh, and the only problem I had, I think it was in the Men of Harlech, and I forgot a word or two. And Dad was, he was the head usher that night. He was standing off to the side. He was just ready to jump in and help me. He told me later.
I'm looking upon you. familiar there up there in Holland. This is from an old movie in the 30s, starring, as my mother used to say, Jan Kapura. And it was always one of my favorite songs, Be Mine Tonight. I guess I was about 9 when I first sang this, or 10 or 11.
Love, I give you my heart. If you will hush the song I sing you, let me delight. If I must depart, if you would hush the song I sing you, let me delight.
This has been a year of much nostalgia, and in retrospect, you know, the visit of our cousins Dewey and Gwilym Griffiths and their spouses Rona and Sis, and was such a spectacular time and full of wonderful memories, and like, as Gwilym said, a memorable time. Jackie got the idea to do some taping and actually record this these historical records and the wonderful talent that's in our family, and we all could have a copy and pass it on to the children, I suppose. Okay, sis.